The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be program. I want you to notice an end time prophecy in the book of Isaiah, chapter 14, beginning verse 1. And it is an end time prophecy for our day today. For the Lord will have mercy on Jacob, and will still choose Israel and settle them in their own land. The strangers will be joined with them, and they will cling to the house of Jacob. And you need to understand, when God speaks of the house of Jacob, or the house of Israel, He is not just speaking of the little nation we call Israel today, or in Jerusalem. He is speaking of all 12 tribes of Israel, of all 12 sons of Jacob, the grandson of Abraham. Now, it may include the little nation of Judah, which we call Israel today, and in this passage, it does. Verse 1 is speaking of a time when Israel, all 12 tribes, or nations, will become the model nation and becomes one nation, just as they used to be under King David, and will set the example for other nations to follow. That's one reason that God raised up the nation of Israel years and years and years after He had created man, and His intention was that they would be a model nation for the rest of the world to follow. Israel will live by the word of God, and God will be their one and only true God. Verse 2, then people will take them and bring them to their place, and the house of Israel will possess them for servants and maids in the land of the Lord. They will take them captive, whose captives they were, and rule over their oppressors. Verse 2 also tells us we will be held captive by other nations, and other scriptures tells us that's the state that we will be in when Christ returns. Jesus Christ will free us. We will finally be humbled and repent and turn to God. Why don't we do that now, my friends? Why don't you do that now? Why do we have to wait until we are in captivity and have been there for some time before we really humble ourselves and repent and turn to God? We don't have to, and I hope that you won't. Isaiah 14, verse 3 continues, it shall come to pass in the day the Lord gives you rest from your sorrow and from your fear and the hard bondage in which you were made to serve. This is speaking of a future event for the nations of Israel and the whole world as well, and especially the nation of Israel. The whole world is in bondage to Satan today, and we have been ever since he deceived Eve in the Garden of Eden. It has always been a hard life for mankind from the Garden of Eden, because the whole world from that time has turned their back on God, and it has produced a hard life for the whole world. We have been in a weakened condition ever since Adam and Eve began to follow Satan, and it has gotten worse as time progressed. Yes, that's what brought the flood on, was because we were following Satan. And that's what's bringing this world to the point of our end today. Yes, it will bring this world to the point of annihilation, and it's going to bring Israel, the United States of America, is one of the nations of Israel. It's going to bring us to the point that we're going to be taken captive before Christ returns. Isaiah 14, verse 4 continues, that you will take up this proverb against the king of Babylon and say, how the oppressor has ceased, the golden city ceased, the king of Babylon. Now, it could be talking about a human being, but it is talking about Satan, because he is the king, the ruler, the god of this earth. Yes, there is coming a time when this system under Satan's rule will end, which will be when Jesus Christ returns to this earth as King of Kings and Lord of Lords over all the earth. You can read of that, Revelation 19, verse 11. Then I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he who sat on him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he judges and makes war. Speaking of Jesus Christ here and his return. His eyes were like a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. He had a name written that no one knew except himself. He was clothed with a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. Speaking about Jesus Christ himself, when he returns to this earth to take this earth away from Satan and away from mankind. Verse 14, And the armies in heaven, speaking of the angels, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, followed him on white horses. Now out of his mouth goes a sharp sword, that with it he should strike the nations. Yes, Jesus Christ is going to bring the nations under his control. And he himself will rule them with a rod of iron. Yes, he's going to be king over all the earth. He himself treads the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. My friends, you don't want to be under the wrath of God, under the wrath of Jesus Christ, because it will not be a pleasant position to be in. Verse 16, and he has on his robe and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Yes, Jesus Christ is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and he's going to return back to this earth, going to take this earth away from Satan and away from mankind, and he's going to have to take it, my friend. We, mankind and Satan, will not voluntarily give this earth over to the righteous ruler, Jesus Christ. Yes, the God of this earth, Satan the devil, will fall. He will come to his end. There will be rest and peace for the whole world. Now, the world has never known rest and peace, my friends, because the whole world will turn to God in sincere repentance and will live by his word, which has been rejected since Adam and Eve. That's what began the weakening of all nations. When you're weak morally and spiritually, you are weak in all other phases of life. Isaiah 14, verse 4, we go back there now. God calls this earth under Satan's rule a Babylonian system that has a king over it, meaning Satan the devil. And the word Babylon means confusion. If we aren't living in a confused world and in a confused nation, I'd hate to be in one, wouldn't you? The oppressor in the golden city, which Satan is king over and has used for his purpose of deception, will cease. Yes, it will come to its end. Isaiah 14, verse 5 continues, the Lord has broken the staff of the wicked, the scepter of the rulers, meaning there's going to be new rulers set up, established when God sends Jesus Christ back to this earth to establish the kingdom of God and to take over this earth. And the old rulers as we know them now, my friend, Satan and the ones that he has used under him to rule this earth will cease. The rulers of this earth, including Satan and his demons, and man that has been willing to be puppets on a string, will lose their power. New rulers will be installed, who will rule in righteousness, with and under the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ. Verse 6 continue here of Isaiah 14. He who struck the people in wrath with a continual stroke, he who ruled the nations in anger is persecuted and no one hinders. Speaking about Satan. Speaking of Satan and those he has used for his agenda will come to their end and no one will be able to stop that event from happening. It will happen. As the saying goes today, it is a done deal. God said they rule in anger. Satan rules in anger, not love and concern, as Jesus Christ and the saints under him will. And when this event takes place, notice what a change there will be. The next verse tells us. In verse 7 of Isaiah 14, it says this, the whole earth is at rest and quiet. They break forth into singing. As I said, my friends, the whole earth has never known rest and quietness. They have never known peace. But when Jesus Christ returns and establishes the kingdom of God, takes it away from Satan, his demons and mankind that had been puppets on his string, this whole world will know rest and peace. But as long as this earth is under the leadership of Satan and those he uses, there will never be rest and peace on the earth. Satan, with his counterfeit religion, is what has weakened the whole world, including America. Listen to that, my friend. Satan, with his counterfeit religion that he began in the Garden of Eden, is what has weakened the whole world, including America. As long as America was a God-fearing nation, we were a strong nation. Why? Because God was with us. Our founders of America were religious people. They were God-fearing, God-serving, God-respectful, God-mindful, God-obedient as far as they understood. They founded this nation on the foundation of the rock, God Almighty. Now, they weren't perfect. This nation has never been. But their attitude was one in reverence to God, and America remained that way for almost 200 years. We grew strong. We prospered. Things were much better for us than it is today, because we were with God and He was with us. We had the favor of Him who dwelt in the burning bush. You could say this nation was built on the rock, God Almighty and Jesus Christ. We had a good foundation. We were sound and solid. We stood, and we stood for what's right. We were the envy of the world. We were the power of the world, economically, morally, militarily, and the breadbasket that fed the world. People from many nations came to make their home with us, and they liked what they saw in America. But do they today? Well, not as they once did. Do you like what you see in America today? Do I like what I see in America today? What we see and hear today, do we like it, my friends? Is it pleasant to our eyes and ears, as it were, for many years? You can answer that for yourself. Notice what Christ said in Matthew 7, beginning verse 24. Matthew 7, verse 24. Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. Now, this is speaking of an individual, is speaking of a nation. And the rain descended, the flood came, and the wind blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. This nation began its building on the rock, God the Father and Jesus Christ. We began to build on the solid foundation, and as long as we were building on the rock, we grew, we prospered, we were strong and solid. We had a standard, a map, a blueprint to build by. Our foundation was solid, and as verse 25 brings out, we had our problems. We had our Revolutionary War, a Civil War, bad weather, two world wars, but we had no cracks in the foundation. We were still on the foundation. We weren't moving off the foundation yet. Most of those ills worked out for our good. We didn't crumble. But since the end of World War II, we have been showing signs of breaking away and falling off of and from the rock, our foundation. Notice what Christ continues to say in verses 26 and verse 27 of Matthew 7. Now everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain descended, the flood came, and the wind blew, and beat on that house, and it fell, and great was its fall. My friend, we have been built on that foundation, but we are leaving that foundation, and great is going to be our fall. Christ does say you can build on sand, but if you do, it will be a weak structure and won't take many blows before it tumbles. As I said, we have taken many blows, and we haven't completely tumbled yet, but we are on our way, my friends. In the beginning of his iniquity, that is Satan's iniquity, he persuaded the angels to join him, at least many of them. They all became demons, and Lucifer became Satan the devil. They created all that on their own. God had nothing to do with that. He only allowed it to happen. Well, my time is up, my friends. We'll pick this up in the next program. And we have a couple of booklets that you should request. Seed of Satan and What is the Real Gospel Truth? You need to know the truth and understand God's Word of Truth. So all you need to do to receive these booklets is just call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, at 573-238-3675. Or you may email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com or go online, www.thewayitoughttobe.org. This is Pete Hornbuckle on behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill, meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.com. Or call us at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615,